Welcome back to the Barca Breakdown. Thank you for tuning in on YouTube and podcast. Podcast listeners, please go to YouTube, Barca Breakdown. Like us, comment, subscribe, turn on notifications, because we're here with the Breakdown Weekly, guys. You know it. After a depressing week, we're back with some good news. My name is Adam. I'm here with my co-host, Yusuf.
Hello, all Breakdowners. I am Yusuf. Adam, let's get into it.
Well, here's the thing, Yus. We got some good news coming, or at least we're being told we have good news, right? Because Big Daddy Laporta has come out and said we're ready for a new cycle at Barca, which is exactly what we needed after that wretched scum Bartomeu was here. Right, Yus?
Yeah, so he came out with a quote that said, "We'll be making decisions from next week onwards. We need to have a competitive team that aspires to win the Champions League and La Liga.
Boom.
When I say cycle's over and we are in the process of renewing it, I mean it." So
exactly.
Gives us some great hope, right?
Well, he does. I mean, you know, part of the whole issue here has been we've just been a stagnant team for so long. And I tweeted out today, we can't keep playing Roberto, Lenglet, Piqué, Alba, and Busquets in big games and then folding under pressure with teams scoring ridiculous amounts of goals, right? 4-0, 4-1, 8-2, and expecting a different result. And so this is what we need. We need him to come in, Laporta. He's got this new, you know, vote of confidence from all the socios that he's the one they wanted. He's the right man for the job. And he's going to come in and make his choice, right? And I think the big thing that was also reported with that quote is that Barca expect around 14 exit operations this summer, including Neto, Coutinho, Firpo, Mateus, Umtiti, and I think a few more. And the bigger news, in my opinion, is that the so-called untouchables are now the touchable, right? A little bit of weird phrasing, but Piqué, Roberto, Busquets, Griezmann. He's basically, according to reports, Laporta's telling them, hey, if you don't take a pay cut, you're leaving. And with Sergio Roberto making just as much, actually more money than Virgil van Dijk, we can see why this would be the case. What are your thoughts about this, Yus?
Well, just to come into the non-touchables, the ones Neto, Coutinho, Firpo, you know, Umtiti came in and he did wonderful at the beginning, but after his injury, after the World Cup final, he has not been able to uphold all the things that he was doing before.
Well, sure. Yeah. I mean, you know, we can't give someone longer. It's been four years, right?
It's been way too long.
Since that World Cup, basically.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I think these are some no-brainers.
Well, I also think, you know, someone like Firpo leaving, it does suck. He hasn't had a lot of play time, but I thought that was one guy, as you're saying, if Alba and those other players don't kind of pan out and take any pay cuts, like, we still need someone to replace Alba, you know? And then on top of that, you know, we've seen people like Coutinho, who hasn't had really any chance over or under Koeman this season due to an injury. Braithwaite hasn't done much. Pjanic came in, hasn't done much. It's just a lot of things that we need to do to kind of bolster our financial status at the moment due to all the issues we've had under Bartomeu, who's, you know, was very schemey and only looked out for himself, really.
Sure. Well, it's a lot of dead weight, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
for
you
sure.
Know, you think about some of these named Neto, right? We have Iñaki Peña training with the B team, had a great penalty saving performance, you know, this weekend. So I think we got some good luck there. With Umtiti, I think, you know, Eric Garcia's coming in, right? We had Mingueza, we had Araujo come in this season and show that they can be stalwarts for the next few seasons. I think if you look at Firpo, right, we're going to get Emerson, who's going to help us somewhat in the right and left back position. You know, I think you're totally right with Jordi Alba. We need to get someone behind him.
Sure.
And, you know, this isn't like, it's not like rocket science that Laporte is coming out here and saying, right? Like getting someone to come in who's better than Firpo to back up Jordi Alba and give him some competition for his position. We've been saying that for years, right? You know, if we're talking about the, like I said, the untouchables, Piqué, Roberto, Busquets, Griezmann, I think those are the ones where, you know, there's going to be a little more nuance and respect from the team, right? Piqué is a legend. Busquets is a legend, of course. Roberto, La Masia talent, been here for a long time. And so with those players, I think Roberto especially, he's the one most likely to leave for good. I think Piqué and Busquets might have to take a pay cut. You know, Busquets provides us with a little bit of a complicated a player because he's been so good for so long, but we all see he's just not very fast anymore, and he's able to make some great assists. We saw some wonderful play between Busquets and Messi in 2021 specifically that we hadn't seen in a few years, in my opinion. But, you know, you go against fast teams like PSG, and he can become a liability. And so, you know, Piqué and Busquets might have to accept a little bit of a lesser role, right? You think about Andres Iniesta. You think about him when he was getting just over the hump, deciding, you know what, I'm going to go to Japan. Mm-hmm. I'm going to leave the club, not have to play against them in Europe or in Spain. And, you know, I hope Piqué and Busquets eventually are able to make that decision. I think the big one that's going to be a little bit confusing here is Griezmann, right? You know, with rumors that Aguero is almost certainly confirmed, that Memphis Depay is close, you know, and Haaland seems like a further down the road development.
Sure.
I think what Laporta really wants to do because of our finances is he wants to wait until 2022 when Haaland would be on a, you know, the buyout clause would be $75 million. That's really what Barca are looking for so that we don't have to pay some sort of crazy price this summer. And the fact that Dortmund just qualified for the Champions League makes me think that Haaland might stay for another year to wait to come over to Barca. But in regards to Griezmann, right, if we're getting Aguero, you know, I do wonder if Depay is going to come if we get rid of Koeman. And that's what we're going to talk about in a little bit. But Griezmann had a pretty good 2021. I mean, it's heartbreaking because he wasn't very good in the last five matches, but none of our team was very good, right? I mean, I think, you know, it's tough because, you know, can you just judge Griezmann on January, February, March of 2021 and say that he deserves a say? Maybe not, but I mean, you know, Griezmann's a World Cup winner. He's made Champions League finals with Atletico Madrid. Obviously, we've seen recently more of his quality and what he can accomplish. And so, you know, if we get only Aguero as the other striker, I'd be a little bit disappointed. And I think that Griezmann, I would love to keep him. He's on €33 million a season, which is a crazy amount. But what do you think about Griezmann use in next season?
I think that, I mean, he provided some great opportunities, great goal scoring in the Copa del Rey. Unfortunately, that's not necessarily the thing that most Barca fans, including myself, really hold as the highest standard, right? La Liga is more important, Champions League is more important. But even before Griezmann came, we had our struggles in Champions League. I think, though, with the way that Koeman plays, Griezmann, unfortunately, doesn't necessarily have a proper spot in terms of the pressing capabilities that he would normally have, I think. I think that's also due to we have a hard time getting the ball in our half, and then I think that creates a harder opportunity for him. I see a lot of runs coming from him, but a lot of times the players don't pass it to him. He ends up being too far on the left a lot of the times, not be able to have enough room. I think that with all these things...
Well, I agree with you. Yeah. You know, I think a big thing that you're talking about there is like we just have a disconnect between the midfield connecting 100%. With the forwards, especially Griezmann this season.
I think,
and so you know maybe part of that is the coach, maybe part of that is you know how our midfield's structured and you know the overall play style. But you know it's kind of confusing to analyze this, right? Because on one hand you have to prepare if Koeman stays, in which case we probably get Aguero and Depay, and you know maybe that's sufficient to work on without Griezmann. On the other hand, if we get a new coach. You know, Antoine Griezmann is over 30, in which case, you know, his end is closer than his prime.
Sure.
But he's a world-class player, and so, you know, I'm pretty conflicted here. And so we would love to hear in the comments what you guys think and you know, what you want to see if we should keep Griezmann and any other players we talked about, right? And transitioning a little bit from Griezmann, there's some big news in France in which Karim Benzema, player I know Yus hates a lot, and I don't like him that much either. Obviously, he's a Real Madrid player, but... For the first time since, I think, 2015, he's actually called up with France for the Euros this summer because he's been embroiled in a little bit of a blackmail sex tape scandal, right, which is, you know, interesting and it caused a lot of dismay in France. But he's finally back after what, you know, you can only call a wonderful season, right? I mean, Benzema went off this season, and I think he's going to be really good. But how it affects Barca is, you know, I think Mbappe, Benzema, Griezmann is going to be that front three, so I don't think Griezmann's at risk of losing his spot, but... Yus, I want to see Dembouz in the Euros this summer, right? And as we get ready to prepare our Barca breakdown coverage of the summer, you know I want to see Dembele out
there. Yeah, but you're right. I totally do want to see Dembele because, one, it's on a whole different playing field. I want to see what he's capable of doing under non-Barca necessarily tactics or Koeman or, you know, Valverde or Setien. But, you know, you also got to consider that he hasn't been as high of a caliber player recently compared to Mbappe. You know, he was injured for a while. Mbappe's had way more time. He scored some wonderful goals during the World Cup. Griezmann in the same boat. Benzema has been going off this season with some crazy late winner goals. I don't see in their second place almost they, you know, they're competitors for La Liga, obviously. But I don't see how there'll be so much play for Dembele. As much as we want to see that, I just don't know if we will. It would just be, it's really hard.
Damn it.
It's hard, right?
It's okay, though.
I mean, if you were the French coach, would you be like, oh, let's play Dembele over Mbappe? Probably not. Or, you know, or
over Griezmann on the right wing. Dembele will get some play time. I know it, but you're right. I think Mbappe, Benzema, Griezmann up front, too much to handle use. So why don't you, as we transition in to your favorite Barca player, who you've been critical of this year, why don't you let us know what's going down with Marc-Andre Ter Stegen?
So unfortunately, he's going to be missing the Euros coming up due to another knee patellar tendon surgery. His knee has been causing him some discomfort over the last few, weeks, I believe. He's also had history of these knee problems in the past, so this is nothing new necessarily. Unfortunately, that puts him out. I don't know if that's also one aspect of his play style play performance in these last few weeks, months.
I hope so. Right?
But
with the way he's been,
it's not just him.
With the way he's Marc-Andre Ter Stegen. I mean, it's not just him use, but he's been playing pretty poorly compared to Alisson, Courtois.
Sure.
I mean, of course, Oblak, right? I haven't seen Ter Stegen routinely make the good saves. And the bigger thing, and you know, it's very good to think about, is the knee injury, is the tendon injury, is it causing him to play worse? Because one thing that, besides the shot stopping, which I think we all saw was below his average performances this season, the really big thing I thought that really degraded for Ter Stegen was his distribution of the ball.
True.
And, you know, I mean, I could see how if you have a tendon injury, it might make you more cautious to go out of your line, right? Which is why we get him being so stationary. Mm-hmm. And I think the other thing is that, you know, it might make it harder for him to distribute the ball. So, you know, hoping to see Ter Stegen have a healthy surgery, good surgery, clean surgery, and come back at full force. Like you said, he's missing the Euros, although because Neuer, right, is, of course, starting for Germany, didn't look like he would have that much playing time. Which brings us used to our last big thing we've already referenced, right? Is Xavi and Koeman. And who will be which of the two Barca legends, right? Top five, probably, Barca players in terms of history and, you know, big moments for the club of all time. And the big thing used, which is sketchy, right? Everyone's trying to say, okay, Laporta might not want Koeman back. But Xavi just signed with Al Sadd again. And, you know, if you go through and you look at the record of Xavi for Al Sadd, they've been playing, they've been getting really good results, but they've also been playing very well, which is the type of attacking style we want to see at Barca. And that's the reason a lot of fans are fully behind Xavi. But Xavi's being a little bit coy, and he's just saying he's going to vacation in Barcelona, right? Which for a Catalan man, not too surprising. But use.
The suitcases.
He's got 40 suitcases.
I know.
Right? I mean, I went backpacking across Europe and China in the summer of 2017. I went to the Camp Nou, I went to the last game of the season, and I went to the Copa del Rey final, saw Barca win, saw Messi score 3 goals across those 2 games. I had a Osprey, backpacking backpack with 3 pairs of clothes in there, right? How could Xavi really be going to Barca for a vacation with 40 suitcases?
Barcelona is Xavi's home. He's going to come back, I think, at some point. You know, is this the moment, though, right? All these suitcases for just a little time in Barcelona? I don't know, man. He's trying to be coy a little bit, right? He's posting these pictures with all these suitcases. You don't know what he's doing, but I think you had mentioned that he has a clause in his contract that he can leave for Barcelona at any time. So is this the time, right? Is this the time where he wants to, you know, save Barcelona? Is there any better time?
Well, I mean, that's the big question, and something I really want to hear from the viewers and see what your thoughts are in the comments, right, is that, you know, a few interesting things here. One is apparently Xavi was offered the job at Dortmund to take over for 2 years plus a possible extra year, and he declined it, which makes me think that, you know, he definitely wants to come to Barca. That's why he has that clause in the contract. And, you know, I think he's going to be the coach of Barcelona sometime in the next 5 years. The question, though, is he ready? You know, I mean, there's two paths to go with Koeman and next season. One is, do we go straight for Xavi? And is Xavi ready? I don't know. I mean, with Koeman, you know, what we talked about previously was, with Lampard and Pirlo at Juventus and Chelsea, we saw that, you know, legendary players who come back to coach the team don't always do well when they're a little bit fresh. Xavi has had some experience the last few years at El Sadd, but still a fresh coach. Maybe he shouldn't take over now. Messi's last year. A lot of people have said in the past few years that Xavi should really come in once Messi's gone and be able to have his own Barca where he can, you know, really shape the team, help grow the youth, and build a longer term, you know, instead of a every year changing a coach, Xavi could be there for, you know, sure. 3 to 10 years, right? The other question, though, is if Laporte doesn't want Koeman, which all reports seem to indicate, who else is there but Xavi, right? I mean, Pimienta from the, you know, Barca B-side doesn't seem like the Laporta wants to move him up yet. There were some quotes about, like, the Ajax coach or the Bayern Munich coach possibly being in there, but with none of those, you know, reports really seeming that exciting about us getting another coach, Xavi seems like he has to be the guy.
Well, I think...
I just don't think he's
ready.
Yeah,
but Xavi, if you... Okay, just to talk about the I don't think he's ready part. I mean... We threw in Setien, man. Could Xavi be any worse than Setien? Could how many chances had?
But is that what we is that the metric
no,
by which we want to judge?
Not.
Like, could he
no.
be any worse? Right. Like, we have like 2 more years of Messi being wonderful.
True.
Right. We have Frankie De Jong about to burst into his prime and keep getting better. We have, you know, so many players. Fati coming back. Dembouz. We have, you know, so many players who could be really good and really put up a fight if we just were able to capture that. You know, February and March era of the Barca team.
But do you
team?
Think Koeman...
Do we really want to take
Do you
a,
think Koeman can change his ways at this point? I mean, we're going in... Koeman should be doing more Barca tactics. His defensive line is not very good. His offensive play has been very poor. Can Xavi, you know, come in and kind of bring back the strength of Barcelona's attacking force and their defensive force? I mean, of course, you're talking about a lot of changes all at one time. You're not talking about just switching coaches.
Yep.
You're talking about 14 exit options coming up this summer. You're talking about the untouchables being touchable. You're talking about Koeman and Laporta kind of butting heads at this point. There's so much going on here. I mean, I'm not making a decision one way or another. I'm not saying Xavi is ready. I'm just saying everything is in such a chaotic form right now. It's almost like, is that going to be, if we switch coaches, is that going to be the thing that grounds us? I don't know, man.
But at the same time, right? So remember, last episode, I clearly came out, Koeman out. Right, we need a new coach. The thing about Xavi, though, is, okay, well, let me just describe this hypothetical use. Imagine a team in disarray with an aging Messi, and you put in a Barca legend to take over. Right? That's exactly what we did with Koeman. And it just seems like we made him a sacrificial lamb. And I'm just worried Xavi again will have that same issue. And then we'll be back to square one a year from now. So I don't really know. I'd love to hear your thoughts, like we said, in the comments. Yus, do you have any final thoughts before we get ready for this last game of the season?
Yeah, I just wanted to shout out the Barca Femini team for winning their Champions of Europe trophies. I think it's the first time that the men's and women's team have won a Champions League. You know,
we're the
maybe
first
we
club
should
to
learn
do it.
Something from them. They seem to be... Yeah,
oh, we should learn a lot.
They seem to be
man.
On one. They seem to have their stuff together. Great uniform team. That's pretty much, you know, that's pretty much the thing we're looking for. Something to hype us up here. You know, look out. Look for the future. Hopefully we can learn something and come out, come big, reform our team.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for listening. Hope
Thanks,
you have a
guys.
Great day. Peace.